you're repeating my fucking.
We'll talk about it. All right. What's up, guys? My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louie,
Jasmine,
and welcome to the show.
Welcome. But before we get started, guys, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Don't be like me.
Yeah, you forgot. Yeah.
I forgot.
Jasmine asked before the show if we said boobies, if guys say boobies.
Yeah, I've said boobies, titties, boobs.
I'll say this is one of her favorite questions.
Yabos.
And she asked
me. Yabos.
I feel like she asked me once a week. Once a week she asked to know what.
Them.
Yeah, what do you call them? I bet you say tits, don't you? I was like, hey. Let me say what I say.
And she's all disgusted yeah. when she asks you.
And I go, and I say breast, by the way, you went.
I forgot about breast.
I feel like a certain age, I've like maybe my I could heard my dad say great breasts.
Oh, you know? Really?
Like I feel like if it's like a mature woman with very nice breasts, you call them breasts because they are breasts at that age.
Okay, go with something a different name for a woman's breast. Go, and we'll take turns see who.
Okay, titties,
boobs,
boobs. I would say
no, has to be different.
Oh, a different
something
one.
Different.
Oh, yabos,
rack,
hooters,
melons,
montañas.
That's a thing.
Well, Shakira said no, yeah. Luck, right? Something like that.
Oh, fuck, I'm out. You too.
No, I'm out too, man. What else? Gazonkas?
Gazonkas.
People say that.
Yeah. What do I
What would you guys call Dolly Parton's boobs?
Oh, I'd have to take a look.
Breasts?
The eighth wonder of the world.
Okay. So honestly, I feel like
what do you say in your head? Like, oh, yeah.
I think I'm tits. It feels the most, like, sexual to me. You know, like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like guys say tits. Yeah, tits.
I think I use, if I want it to be, like, if it's in a funny way, I'll say boobs. And then if it's more of a sexual way, I think I use the T word.
Yeah. And if it's just, like, I feel like if a woman has, like, the type of boobs that are just like have such a presence about them.
Yeah.
Like almost, and it's if she's in some sort of authority figure, it's a rack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a rack.
I guess so. I think I just add more O's to boobs. I'm like, did you see her boobs?
Oh, how they were saying about Nancy Pelosi having like she's asleep, like she has a big rack.
She would have breasts, but she would also have a rack.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like,
she would have a rack.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Yuck. Yeah.
What about penises? Like if you're your girlfriends, like would you ever say like, oh, he has a nice penis?
Oh, would you say wiener?
Yeah.
Penis, dick, cock.
I'm partial to wiener, but they'll say like dick or yeah, I think dick is like pretty standard. Penis, I guess medically, if we're talking about like he had a wart on his penis.
Like if something's wrong with him, you
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's something a good point.
Like that, you know?
If it's a medical condition, you say penis, right?
Or cauliflower dick, you know, that's a thing.
Cauliflower dick?
Yeah.
What's a cauliflower dick?
You can't imagine it. I'm like.
I mean, I can, but I just
you
don't
got
know
stuff who, going on in would, there.
Oh, he has like warts on
he's,
his penis.
Yeah.
Oh. That's scary that you guys
yeah.
Have you seen one of those?
I, no comment. No, just, no, I'm just kidding. I have
was
it.
It
I
one
have
of your
it. I have it. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Anyways.
All right. So I have a slang of the week.
Okay.
Remember. Okay. We said ONG. We did that one.
Yes.
1 week. Did I do that? Were you here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Can you guess what ONG would be? Let's say a 14-year-old texts you.
ONG. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. ONG.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, not. No, I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I can't even guess anymore.
Okay. It was on God. So here's another one. What do you guys think OD means?
Well, I my mind goes straight to overdose.
Okay. So,
but based on the question and what we're talking about, I don't think it's that. Do you want me to guess?
Yeah, I want you to guess.
OD.
And it's close to overdose, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, it is. It's close. Is
on
it,
drugs.
Is it on drugs?
No, it's not on drugs. It's not on drugs, but
I was
that's
say,
a good guess.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. So it's, I guess you would have to hear it in a sentence, right?
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Lay it on this puppy.
Okay, let's see. I don't think they would ever say this, but oh my God. Never mind, they would never say
oh, no.
I'm just gonna tell you what it means.
Come on,
no,
old man.
No, give it
hey,
a sentence.
Hey grandpa, use
yeah.
it.
And okay. new hip music.
He was gonna feel like he was about okay. to feel 95.
I know. He knew he was gonna mess it up somehow.
But you know what? I wanted to put it in a sentence to where it would make sense so that we would get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't.
Anyway, like oh, it means like overdone. So kind of like oh, that's OD. That's overdone. Overdid.
Okay.
Overdose.
Okay.
Anyway, if you guys want to sound cool,
yeah,
don't
listen
watch
to
this
us.
Fucking show.
Oh yeah. No, I know for real.
All right, you guys got something?
I do. I saw this video online. And I just thought it was, you know, something that we haven't really touched on. And I just thought it was super interesting. So I wanted to show you guys this. It's, this is a, well, you know what? I'll play the video because the guy does a good job on explaining what's going on
okay.
here.
This Ethiopian tribe measures attractiveness in males by the size of their belly. The bigger, the better. But how they achieve this size is quite unusual. Men from the Bodhi tribe compete to become the fattest for their New Year ceremony. They'll spend 6 months in solitude prior to the ceremony, unable to leave their hut while they consume a constant mixture of cow's blood and milk to fatten up as much as they can. Every family is allowed to present an unmarried man for the challenge as the women use the ceremony to inspect potential future husbands. On the day of the celebration, the men emerge from their huts to start the ceremony, but some of the men get so big they have trouble walking to the ceremony. The
wow.
winner is considered a hero for life by the rest of the
for
tribe
life.
And
hero
return
for
to
life.
Their normal lives, usually losing the belly after a few weeks.
A few weeks?
What diet are they?
Come
six
on,
months,
dude.
Six months to get
a few weeks?
In a few weeks.
It's also milk. I feel like that would go straight through them.
But it's milk mixed with blood.
They're probably just super bloated, right?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is about the size of the belly that would make them such a desirable mate, because it didn't really go into that.
More cushion for the pushing.
I'll tell you, we're about to say something else. Also, what they don't show here, and I was doing some investigating purposes.
They need to come to the U.S., dude.
Yeah, dude.
Our bellies don't go down out here.
Not just that.
Hot.
Yeah. For women out there looking for a little oomph in the back section, I don't know if it's the milk or the blood or the combination, but these guys have some jiggle in the back.
Do they have some big booties?
Big booties.
Nice booties?
Pretty plump, dude.
Do you have any pictures?
Unfortunately, I do not.
Okay.
Because they blurred him out on this one, but I looked up the tribe.
Yeah.
And there was even like I found a different video where they're kind of judging them
mm-hmm.
and touching them and then just kind of looking to see. And one person goes like this.
To the butt.
To the butt cheeks. And it was just like, it looked good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But that is crazy because like, you know, we were talking about boobs and stuff earlier, as mm-hmm. one does.
Yeah.
But like just what's attractive to other places, like here we fucking inject ourselves, our asses get fat sucked out of wherever we can get it,
yeah.
you know? So it's interesting to see like what people find attractive in different places, you know?
Definitely.
But what would you guys look for in
especially
some sort of ritual
that
like
they're
this?
Like, so they especially like they know it can get big. It goes away, but just so in case he can get really fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
it's just weird. It'd be like if you, you know, I don't know.
And you could present, so every family, if you have a single male in your family, you can enter this person into the competition. I wish there was more detail as to the judging portion of it.
I
know that they also brand, yeah, they also brand themselves on their body. But like let's just say, Jazz, if we were to have like a competition, there's 10 suitors for you, and you see them firsthand, and you know they're regular bodies, and then they have to go for 6 months because it's 6 months while they do this, what would you ask them to do? Would it be like to get buff, you know, or
oh, if I had to choose an attribute to see them compete over, like,
well, if you yes, but more specifically, if you want them to make some sort of transformation,
oh, butts for sure. I would have like the guys just work on that booty and then
really,
yeah. For
but
sure.
Is it just working out, or can it be?
I don't
like,
know. Figure it out.
Can they
just
lose
get that
the booty,
booty nice
after,
and
two,
plump.
After 2 weeks?
What happens after 2 weeks?
So is that a real desirable trait for girls? Do you think for guys to have nice asses?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
could it not be, dude?
Yeah,
I don't know. I just I don't know. You know,
it's never asked. I don't think it's.
I'm sure, like, if a guy takes off his pants and he's got a real flat, sad booty, I could see how that would be depressing.
It's just not, even if the girl likes the guy, how could she not? This is what we were talking about the other time, where like if there was a switch and your wife or your girlfriend would just be like, okay, it's the same person, same personality, but now he's going to have a butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, huh? Will she hit that switch?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
I guess she will hit that switch. I guess, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. I just think that. I could see, like, for a guy, there's a lot more involved, you know, when at the sex part with the butt, you know what I mean?
There's I see what
you
mean.
There's a lot more to do, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But I always wondered, I guess girls just, it's just to look at or to grab or it's just a nice thing
there's
to look
at. There's
plenty
you could do. Okay, well, you get right. creative, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know who's got a really great ass? Eli, my son has a
does he have a nice little booty?
Monster butt, dude.
Whoa.
Well, I mean,
thing is out of this world.
I think you have a nice ass.
Thank you. Really.
And I told you once.
You did.
And you got embarrassed because I might have said it out loud in front of a lot
He's
of people.
Embarrassed right yeah, yeah. now.
Well, because, am I
no, right? we were working out at the gym,
yeah.
and it was like a boxing class or something, and. So it's not gay, guys.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, at the gym.
No, and then you were just like, you were just standing in such a way that I was like, damn, this one got cake.
Mm.
And then I think I said something, and then you got really embarrassed because you were teamed up with like a girl or
was
something.
Was it, damn, this one got cake? Was it that?
I think it was that.
And everyone looked. And then it was like there was a video on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was part of it, too. But now I don't remember. But. The point was,
mm-hmm.
the guy's got a booty on him, man. It's a monster booty, too.
Yeah. But yeah. What would let's come up with something that way, like we get like a whole group of women that get to go do something for 6 months and come back. What would you want your potential mate to learn or accomplish?
I think I would send them out and I would ask that they be proficient in throwing the football and the baseball.
So
I would send them out to learn sports so that I could play with them, you know, if that's something like, that they weren't good at. Cause that's it's a big turn on to me for some reason. When a woman is somewhat athletic, you know?
Yeah.
When I was in elementary school.
Tell me her name.
I would watch. I always liked the girls that were kind of tomboys that could play with us. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And we would be playing baseball. And there would be the girls that would be at bat.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball would come and they would swing down at it. Chop at it like a sword straight yeah. down. And it was just she could be the hottest girl in the world. And it was the biggest turn off.
Yeah, you look
me.
Goofy.
Yeah, I
you
could
look,
see that.
And it's, you're stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're swinging downward
yeah.
and you expect the ball to go that way.
Yeah.
So that's something a little bit different, but I would send him out for sports, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funny you said that. It's not exactly the same, but I was, for me, it'd be like taking 6 months of like some sort of trade school. So they can be like, oh, they know how to weld now. Oh, they can change
cool.
the oil. You know, like, oh, shit, plumbing. Are you kidding me? Our shit is leaking right now. This is fucking great.
Oh, shit,
and,
dude.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, who would be more handy? Like, a handy person.
Would you be upset if your girlfriend was more handy than
I was
you?
Just gonna say.
Oof.
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it would bother me a little bit. But
for sure would
they'd
bother
be like,
me.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Right, like fixing the sink.
You know, you're stripping the screws and they're like, move over, dude. What are you doing? First of all, that's a 3/8.
Yeah.
You fucking monkey. You know, I wouldn't like it if they
What the fuck? This is a metric, dude. These measurements are English. Throws you the wrench?
Yeah.
I guess I don't need that in my life.
No.
But it's like crazy because it's like you want them to be good, like to be able to do stuff, but not better than the stuff I can do. Right?
I don't want her coming back and like dunking on me, you know what I mean, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just want her like good enough, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. I was just trying. I think I would, you know what I was going to say? I don't think I would mind, but then sometimes I'll go like, and she hears me. I'll be like, fuck, I wish I was better at things like my dad, you know?
Mm.
And then imagine, replace dad with girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's already not a good feeling. Like, and I'm pretty handy. Like,
you're a handy guy. He's a handy guy.
I'll do shit, right? Like, I'll build stuff and I'll paint. You know, I can do stuff. But just my dad's just like a next level type of dude. And sometimes I was like, man, he knows how to do other stuff, you know?
Well, he's got a lot of time on you. You got time to be there, you know?
But like I said, if I were to replace the phrase like, oh, you know, my dad's just with a girlfriend. Yeah. I think it would hurt me.
Oh, wife's just so much better at me.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I would do, man.
Yeah, it's definitely like, it's interesting to think of. I mean, feeling demasculated is definitely like a thing, right? But
it's
still
a thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't make sense with certain things.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were the one fixing things around the house all the time, would it bother you?
Yeah, I'd be annoyed. I'd be like, hey, get your ass
out. I need a fucking man.
Oh, no. You know what, dude? The other day, you know how on, you search up like on Instagram and sometimes Amazon ads will come up for like random shit that you might be interested in or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, a pink toolbox came up for me and I was like,
oh, that's right.
I was like, Louis, look at this, because I knew he was going to say some type of bullshit. It was just a pink toolbox. And so I was like, look at this. And he's like,
I bet you they're all in stock.
Yeah. He literally said some shit and I was like, hey. And he's like, who's going to buy that? Like, it's for a guy. I'm like, I don't know. Somebody who likes powder pink, because that's the color.
Is it attractive for you when a guy is able to like fix stuff or like build things? Is that a quality? I hear it's a quality that women like, but I don't really know.
Yeah, I think so. But I also would like I also like to learn as much as I can. So I like people that know how to do things that I don't know how to do.
Right.
You know, so that, we can learn off of each other or like.
Or just distribute the labor.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's at that point, I think it's also it's shit. Like people don't learn shit anymore like that. Like handy stuff. Right. You don't really fix your car anymore. You don't really like.
You got to be an IT to fix your car now.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more complicated, dude. Like, you know, fixing an old car back then, it was easier. Now, if you don't have the computer to run diagnostics, you're fucked. Like, you know, for certain things.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I think I would want my to a certain degree to just be handy.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Okay. Well,
I agree.
What do you got? That one's you. You wanna?
I'll go. I guess I can go. Okay, so on my end, have you guys ever wondered, like, when you go to Disneyland or, like, Hollywood Boulevard or even, like, carnivals, like, these people that dress up as the costume people, like, even, like, on Hollywood, they dress up, like, as Batman Bird or whatever.
Yeah.
So recently,
Big Bird,
yeah, like random shit like that, but just to get tips, right? Nobody's really paying these guys to just be out here.
Yeah, they're not $10.99, I don't think.
Yeah,
they just go and hope, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, so I recently read a story where there's this guy called Evil Elmo. Have you guys ever heard of him?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So I guess back in 2012, he worked like at I use that loosely. He dressed up as Elmo and would go around like Times Square. And he would like say all these like anti-Semitic things and just like fuck Jesus. With people and just say all this random shit. But he would like take a photo of them and then be like, ah, the Jews, you know, like, shit like that. Yeah. And he became such a nuisance that eventually they arrested him. Right. So but it got so bad that this guy, like, they set up a public announcement and all that stuff. And this guy, like, he goes around the country in his red van and he, like, dresses up as all these characters and will just do this in random places.
Wow.
And he was recently spotted.
So, hold on. So now you're saying he's not just evil Elmo.
They call him evil Elmo because he spews out all this anti-Semitic shit and, like, conspiracy theories and, like, almost like those Jesus people that, you know, yell out shit at the college. Yeah. It's always at a college, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this guy, and he goes around the country and just dresses up as different characters. He was recently spotted in, like I think March 1st, the story came out, as dressed up as the Cookie Monster.
Now he's a Cookie Monster.
Yeah, and he's out in, like, Santa Cruz, and
now he's in the West Coast.
But yeah, he's always doing, like, evil stuff. Or, like,
well, they call
mean stuff.
Now they're calling him the creepy instead of the Cookie Monster, the Creepy Monster, or something.
The Sesame
like that.
Creep.
Yeah, so he'll just go out and start yelling shit to people. But he was actually arrested even before then. Like,
oh God,
for,
of course he used
to work as a temp at the Girl Scouts of America, and he was like. He got arrested for, like, grand larceny and, like, fucking blackmailing them and being like, I'm going to tell everybody. Everybody's hooking up with the Girl Scouts and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just crazy because, like, you never know who's behind these masks, right, that are, like, walking down the street. Because people would take photos with this guy and tip him, but he would just spew out some crazy shit.
I think what's the most impressive about Evil Elmo is that it doesn't sound like he has a job.
Nope.
Right.
That's
so
job.
Like that, he like really went in all in. He's like, you know, I could just fucking do this. I could just dress up as a Sesame Street character, mm-hmm. go to some city and get tips. And he sounds like he's making a living, huh?
Well, he's enough to be traveling across the country.
That's him right there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he's holding this poor dog on one of them.
And he lives in a van, you know? And the thing is, the cops can't really do much about it because he's like...
What are they arresting him for?
They arrested him in this case because I think he was trying to, like, assault somebody. But right now, like, as the Cookie Monster, they can't do anything because he's, like, exercising his First Amendment right and just being a creep at the pier.
Elmo, they can arrest. Oh, okay. This is a good
and
shot.
They have,
this,
like,
is a good shot.
Yeah. I don't know who gave him a whole ass photo shoot.
Look at his knee pads, dude.
I know. What
Why
the
does
fuck?
He have the knee pads?
Yeah.
Good question.
It's like those people like at Halloween Hot that slide on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised. Like, it.
Look at this guy.
I'm also surprised nobody fucked him up yet. I mean, they probably maybe did, huh? Like, especially in New York, Times Square, you get all those tourists. But if he starts making his way to, like, Harlem, he's going to get fucked
I just
up.
Feel like you can get away with stuff in a costume for some reason. You
for
know?
Sure.
I don't, you know, he can't go around saying that without a costume. But for some reason, this costume gives him some sort of barrier. Like, have you guys ever been to Venice Beach?
Yes.
And you're walking down, or anywhere, I guess. You're walking down the boulevard.
Yeah.
And... there's a guy with a megaphone.
Oh, yeah.
Talking shit to everybody that walks by. And I'm always like, why is no one fucking killing this guy, you know?
Yeah.
But there's something about it being like an act or him having something like a prop or a costume that you can get away with stuff.
But do you guys think that's like normal? Is that happening like in Argentina and stuff like that? Like, is there somebody spewing shit out or dressing up like as ghetto Mickey Mouse? Like,
you think it's just
a
U.S. thing?
I mean, I got a feeling that in Argentina there might be some anti-Semitics with fucking speakerphones. Yes.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, is this a global epidemic or is this just like we live around a bunch of weirdos?
No, I think that there's every country has something like this, right? Somebody's always off.
But they dress up like in a group, like.
Well, I don't know about the whole outfit thing, but yeah, it's this guy. Did they say anything about him being diagnosed with some sort of mental illness or?
No, but I don't think anybody cares that much. Like, he lives in a van and like they lock him up every once in a while, but they can't really do anything.
No,
that's
they
so
can't
fucked
do
up,
anything.
Man.
He's just. You know?
Yeah, what are you going to do? It's like that documentary. We just watched a documentary, by the way, the other day. Don't Pick Up the Phone. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a guy that in the 90s, he started making calls to fast food chains like McDonald's. And the one that kind of kicked off the docuseries on Netflix, they have a video of it where a guy calls. He pretends to be an officer. And he says, there's a girl. She's Caucasian. As brunette hair, weighs probably about 115, 125 pounds. And we have reasons to believe that she stole somebody's money, a customer. And we can either do two things. We can go over there and we can conduct a search, or you guys can do a strip search and follow my instructions. And then they kind of, I mean, the guy was probably way smoother than what I just said.
Right.
But you'll be surprised how many fucking times he got people to, like, a manager at McDonald's to strip down another worker. And then just, like, completely naked. And then he would even go beyond that point and go, like, now, to make sure that there's no type of, she's not hiding it under her breast, you have to lift her breast, make sure she does jumping jacks because the sweat's going
to
show.
Yeah, holy slap her ass just to make sure she's not hiding anything
dude.
In there. Okay.
It's so bad.
Well,
and they would do it.
And he's calling in as like a police officer.
A police officer.
Okay, well, it goes with that experiment. You guys seen that experiment? You know
what is
about?
It? Tell me, because they bring up this experiment.
The one where they're shocking?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
We're right. And I mean, it just goes along the way we're kind of brought up and indoctrinated to just follow
authority.
We're just, it's so ingrained in us to just follow the rules or whatever that you can see that how much it is ingrained to us as adults that we'll do crazy fucking shit, you know?
Yeah, but in this case, like, you're not even, because in the experiment, the guy's wearing a lab coat and they're sitting you down, you know?
Right.
But in this case, they're literally just calling into the McDonald's saying, hey, I'm a cop, slap this person's ass and make them take off their clothes, like, slowly. But that's the gist. I'm like,
But still, they mentioned that he would target small communities, right? Like, he would target, like, a small town in Idaho.
Right.
Or Kentucky, you know? If you tried that shit in New York, that, you know, or L.A., Chicago, you name it, they probably, his success rate in those places, I don't think were as high, because they mentioned that he would just target small areas. And that's just the ones that they found out, right?
Yeah.
And who knows how many times they hung up on his ass. Like, on one particular time, like, he called this place, and I think it's the one in Idaho, like the pizza place. And the fucking manager's doing this. And this kid, 20 at the time or 22 at the time, walks in and then he sees that there's something weird going on. And he opens it. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
And he's like, there's a detective on the phone. And he's asking me, who the fuck is this? He gets on the phone and he's like, oh, well, this is Detective so-and-so from the PD department. He's like, well, you better than anybody else should know that stripping a minor is not okay. So we need to fucking hang up with, we need to call the real police and so they can get here immediately, he says.
Yeah,
because
we
then
need
he
to see
fucking
this minor
hung
naked.
And he hung up, dude.
Yeah.
But anyways, it turns out it's a fucking crazy guy from Florida and they didn't do shit to him because what did he do?
He wasn't there. He didn't commit any of the crimes. He just like prank called. It's like, is your refrigerator running?
And on top of it, they couldn't link him to the calls. They just found tape of him buying video, calling cards, and they matched it. The point is, sometimes the law can't do enough. There's not enough, I guess, evidence to put these guys behind bars, but you know that there's something fucking weird about them. And to me, it's a little uneasy because it's like, this could just be the surface, right? This is the clear web.
Right.
Who knows what the fuck it does?
I think there's a lot of people, and I meet a lot of these people at work. They're,
oh, that's right.
You know, and I, or people that I've worked with, and you guys have probably worked with these people. They're crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, these are crazy people that are running around in society, and they're very crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Borderline psychotic, but not there, not all the way there. They're not committing any crimes.
Yeah.
But like, they should be locked up, you know?
I agree.
But
that's
You can't. And you can't lock this guy up because he's not really doing anything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but like, this just made me think, like, if I ever had kids, like, I don't know if I'm gonna let them take a photo with Elmo, you know?
Not that Elmo, not an
Elmo. Well, how do you know they're not this Elmo? Because
he has knee pads on.
Well, that's true. Those are a little sus. Those are a little sus.
All right, dude. Let's see here.
Oh, go to the go to the kissy one.
Kissy one. All right.
All right. And then I'm going to read the article before we play this video, but there's a real interesting little device here. And the headline reads, this is from Unilad, the new device allows users to kiss people anywhere in the world over the internet. And you guys can see that little thumbnail there. And those are a pair of silicone lips. And a technology company in China came up with this little device that you can attach your phone so that basically, like, I'll put an attachment on my phone with these silicone lips, right? Mm-hmm. And you will have one too, okay? Yeah. Hellboy, you look like Hellboy with your junior. and like, if I want to send you a kiss,
yeah,
I think what I'll do is I like do the kiss how I want to do the kiss,
yeah,
and it'll come up on your kissy thing as my kiss.
Now, does it have a tongue in there?
I'm not sure if there's a tongue in there. I don't think so. I think it's just lips. The same thing.
Now, this is the first model, right? The Model T of this bullshit.
Yeah. Now, before we play the video,
yeah,
it can be used in two ways. It can be used in for a lot of ways.
I can think of like no six way. Right now, dude.
I'm like, there's no way wieners are going to that.
The way it's advertised is it can be like you have to download the app, right, for the hardware. So you guys are in a long-term relationship, and then like you guys are kissing each other, right? Mm-hmm. But the other way you can do it is you're just like a person.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, if you want to kiss me.
Whoa. On glory hole?
Fucking like $5 or whatever. And then, in you know, you just sign up for like kind of like an OnlyFans.
I was just
like
going to say.
Virtual kissing booth?
Virtual kissing booth.
For OnlyFans? That's like you charge $80 and I'll give you the app. And
Right. Whoa. And you can like, this is what it would be like kind of to kiss me. You can put the lips where you want to, you know what I mean? But this is what it would feel like. Anyway, so this is a weird little, it's not in English, it's a Chinese ad, but
okay, let's see.
Let's see if it works.
Oh, the music.
Oh, yo, this thing is dead. Head.
Anyway, I don't know what the second part
was. Like,
well, the first half of the ad was very much, I think, in my mind, kissing on the lips.
The way they had intended for
it to be.
And then
the dun 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 dun.
That's
dun,
like
dun,
party dun. Mode. Yeah.
Now we're moving to other places of the body.
Oh,
but,
man.
Pretty fucking crazy, though, right?
I know you probably don't have the answers to all my questions. But are those lips just generic lips that are
they're not molded.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they're,
They're not like the Fleshlight or anything like with the porn stars.
But for now.
But I think that's the direction that they're headed. They're going to mold their own lips, right?
Yeah,
But then how disappointing if you're like, okay, so you're in this long distance relationship and then you have this app. And you've been kissing your partner that you haven't met yet, for a long time through this app. And you're like, they're great kissers.
Okay.
And then you meet and they have no lips, like Reba status.
Oh, right,
and it's
right.
just not as good. So you're like, can we just keep kissing through the app?
You're addicted to...
Now you're addicted to those,
to
lip,
those lips.
Or you like it better. And you're just like, can we just use the app now?
And you prefer the long distance kissing. I could totally see that
happening. What if this is better than that? Or you just like grew an affinity for it.
This is just kind of a better kind of look at how large the lip attachment is to the phone.
Yeah, it looks like like a water filter almost.
Yeah, you know what it looks like to me? If you had a super large inhaler. A super large inhaler phone attachment. That's what it reminds me of.
It does look like
because that's what it looks like she's doing, you know?
Would you, if you guys had
And by
this?
The way, guys, don't even think about doing this because this is patented. Okay, this is a patented invention by Zhangzhou. So sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you guys like had this, would you guys hide it or would you guys like would you be like, oh no, quick, like let me. Somebody's knocking on the door.
I would 100% hide it.
I would. It would definitely be a secret.
Yeah,
it would definitely be a secret.
I'd have to hide it so well. Like I don't know. I feel like I sometimes I'm too insecure about certain things, and it just like. They can't know this.
No, I would be. Yeah, but I mean, at the same time.
Well, you would.
No, I wouldn't. There's no way I could hide it. I'd be like, look, Louis, check it out. There's certain people I would definitely not hide it from.
Okay.
I just feel like, imagine you got caught and you're like,
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That day is automatically moving up to one of the top five worst days of your life. There's no way. Oh, if it fucking catch you, like. With this stupid, like, weird
dude,
thing.
Have you guys seen this video? Oh my god, dude. I don't know if it's real. It looks super real to me.
Mm-hmm.
This guy walks in on his grandma who's wearing the VR goggles.
Okay.
Okay. Have you seen this video? You would already know. Okay. So this poor old lady is down on her hands and knees.
Oh, yes.
And she's like,
oh no.
And the son walks in and I gotta find the video.
Oh no.
You can tell it's real by the look on her face that she just wants to melt away and never come back.
Is she an old grandma?
She's at least 60. 60.
Oh,
at least 60.
Man.
And she has the glasses, she's on her knees and she's going like,
so like
it looks like she's sucking a big wiener, Jasmine.
Yeah. So like she's VR. It looks like
she's
POV
her hands
porn?
Are motioning
VR,
to like
POV porn.
POV porn. Giving a blowjob. What a nice lady, too. You know what I mean?
That's a hard pillow to swallow, too, to realize,
well,
oh.
Not so hard, because it's not real.
Right.
Yeah. But what I mean is like.
But the way it looked, it looked like it was a hard pill to swallow.
Fuck, dude. Because
her
imagine?
Hands were so like.
You know what, though? Good for her.
Good
like,
for
if
her.
She's not getting it, she's doing something about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for her. Good for you,
I bet
Mom.
I bet you if you have a conversation with her, she'll fucking say different. Because there's no way she's like. Was it a grandkid? Probably, huh?
You couldn't tell. I mean, it's he just comes in.
It would be worse if they come in. Not like. It's like. The Amazon guy, for whatever reason, he always checks up on Mary Jo, you know? And so he goes in and he's just like, oh, I got a package to deliver. She's, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that would be worse.
Anything.
And he's like, hey, do you need a hand?
Yeah.
And it turns into like a real porn.
No, that's way better.
You know, mm-hmm. Like,
that's 100% better than being caught by your son or grandson doing that.
I don't know. I think like right now I was shocked, but like if I now saw this in real life, I'd be like slow clap. Like,
so
you go, girl.
So, well, that's you though.
Like, no.
But if you were her and you were, you know, the glasses on your knees doing that, and then let's just say one of your nephews walked in.
Oh man, yeah. No,
no, that's what we're talking about.
No, yeah.
As opposed to the Amazon guy that then you proceed to blow or
the
whatever.
Actual situation is worse than the Amazon guy getting a blow.
Then Jasmine clapping up her grandma.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Trying to empower her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
After this conversation, I think I would react like that before, no. But now I'm like, okay, you know what? Who am I
to
judge?
Have you guys ever walked in on your significant other masturbating?
No.
No.
Me neither. I have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's like we all look at you like.
She'll tease me sometimes with like, I did it one time. And I was like, and you were asleep. So I was like, and why didn't you wake me up, dude?
I got walked in on one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Not by Amber, by a previous.
Yeah.
And she started crying.
What? Oh, man.
And it was like so fucking embarrassing.
That's one way to get a boner down. I mean, that's
I was like, oh, and she was like, oh, and then she started crying.
Wait, were you like all the way nude?
Did you ask her why she cried?
I did. I was like, well, why are you crying? This is a normal thing, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, she made it into like, I just wish that like,
I'm not enough.
You know, yeah, I'm not enough. And why don't you just come, blah, 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 you know? And it was like,
you're not going to be like, hey, girl, I want to jerk off. You want to come through?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's worse.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I'm like, hey, you know,
she started
just want
crying,
to get this out
huh?
of the way. Yeah, she started crying.
And that's so funny, dude. Well,
and that's the only time I've never been caught, like my parents or anything like that. But have you ever been walked in on at all by anybody?
No, not yet. Yeah. Again, but I feel like it's
I'm going to start opening the doors like,
ha! Yeah, yeah,
like, man. No, dude, my little brother. So like, I only have brothers, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, You can imagine.
There's just jizz everywhere.
It's just like, you know, no sock left unturned, you know?
It's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Always check your socks. Like, make sure the towels are good, you know?
Yeah. How many brothers?
Two. So older and younger. So I got, you know, right, I got I got
jazz
both
in the
ends.
Middle.
Yeah. So like my little brother would watch so much porn to the fact that I know, you know, like he's watching all this porn. And one time he fucking like, so he didn't know his phone was connected to this Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So
dude.
Like, and at the time my sister-in-law was living with us. So she grabs the speaker. I think she's going to shower and listen to music. She starts to shower, turns on the speaker, and all of a sudden you just start hearing, you know, you just start hearing them go ham. And
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And we immediately were like, Berto. He's watching porn. And it's like, nobody's even like quiet about it.
Oh,
and
my
then he's
God,
maybe
dude.
Like 14, 13, you know, and he's just like, oh. And he's like, never speaks about it, never brings it up. And we're like,
Shout out to Berto.
Yeah. Nobody that knew that story.
What do you think the long-term effects would be on children watching porn their whole entire life? Because 14,
man.
He
That'd
has access to that. I mean, for sure, if they have a cell phone by 10.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean.
But do you think that they'll be different? I mean, they got to be different somehow. But I mean, and I can give the general, like, they won't be aroused as easy, unrealistic expectation, mimicking, right, the normal answers.
Yeah.
But what do you think there's anything else that we're missing? There's got to be something.
Well, one thing that I think we touched, well, I don't know if we touched on, but I think we've discussed where, like, their sexual drive might be high, I guess, because they're watching and drinking off all the time, but they're not actually having sex at the rate they're like our generation has.
Oh, right.
Because
yeah.
they're in yeah. their heads, like, this is more entertaining.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
What I was thinking too, though.
So that's what I was, that's one of the things that I sometimes go like, well, maybe it's like, because they'll just look at shit and not
dude,
want
I
to.
Mean, I can't imagine starting out that way.
You know how
like,
hard
that's
it was?
How it, like, that's how it is. You just open and
there it is.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Endless. Yeah. And you're just like.
The first,
you know, I can't imagine if that's how it starts.
And you have a boy, dude.
That's,
oh, man.
Oh,
yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Tune in 15 years.
Yeah, because, like, in China and, like, Japan, they have really low, other than, like, there's not a lot of women out there, like, they have really low relationship, like, levels. And that's because you can go to, like, sex robots and all this weird shit that they have that's available.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, it's harder to get it in real life than to just fucking go somewhere.
And yeah. I just saw I saw online the Mia, what's her, some porn actress, Mia Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about how she thinks that it ruins people's minds, right? And that she kind of regrets a little bit of all
yeah,
of
yeah, I know she does, yeah.
And then she was saying that because it's expectations that aren't real. Like, nobody's really going to act like that in bed for the most part. The girls don't really want you to treat them that way or whatever.
But I think the girls probably are acting like that because
I was just going to say, don't you think they have those expectations of themselves to be like, because it's like, think about it. If you're really little and you're like, oh, well, we're going to do it, you know? And then they're like, well, how do I do it? Let me just watch some stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So. And I think what I've heard, and Jasmine, you can correct me, but I hear that women oftentimes will, after like watching the porn, or like, will be in the mirror looking at what they're going to look like to their partner having sex. So they'll put like a camera up this way and like they'll be practicing their moves in the mirror and recording it and see like, does my chin look big this way? And like that is just not something that
I think
guys do, or at least of our generation, maybe the younger guys.
But
do.
Guys like will like shave and look at themselves and do like, they walk by a mirror and they do a muscle thing, you know, like.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that a guy sets up a camera and is like does my ass look nice? I don't think that's normal either.
Like, you know what though? Some girls do like look at their snatch though, just to like see what it looks like.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I would hope
I would hope they have. Yeah.
Well, you guys don't look at your assholes or the bottom of your balls, right?
What do you mean?
Assholes.
Yeah.
Or like you look at the bottom of your balls with the mirror just to be like, hey, that's what you look like.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh, well, okay. I can learn something new.
Maintenance.
But just to like look at it.
And just stare at it and like, lose an entire half a day just like fucking looking at my balls.
I feel like for sure it's crossed my mind like that can't look good, you know, down there.
That angle.
You
know what it is? Yeah.
And then it'd be in the mirror like, yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's why.
And you know what? I can't do anything about it. There's no position I can change or angle. It's just bad. And that's just the way
it is. It's not good.
I don't think that's the norm, though. I think if you're an influencer, maybe, because that's her whole thing. You know, you care about what the hell you look like. But I mean, maybe.
Well, the
but
girl those did are the outliers. Euphoria.
Yeah, Euphoria was made by guess who? A dude.
But I've also talked to women and they have verified this story.
I think some people
do. But maybe they're a little bit younger, you know?
And that makes sense. Yeah. But some people do it. It's just not like every girl down the street is like being like copper tone chick. Oops, that's how I'm going to look. You know?
And it's funny that we're doing this podcast, us three, because I think all three of us are very, we're not active on social media. So we're the wrong group of people would actually go above and beyond to figure out what kind of face they would make. Like, I heard that Stalin would fucking record himself, not Stalin, Hitler would record himself and watch his speeches to see how much better he can get, what kind of faces and gestures.
The original influencer.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that there's girls out there that do that type of thing and then they do like a mock-up recording to see how they will look?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, if they want to.
And I think that for sure they also, you know, the women just didn't have the technology when I was coming. I mean, we're going to take the fucking video camera and set it up on a tripod, you know?
I'm glad that this wasn't so, like, porn or all that shit wasn't so available for us.
Until
recently.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I would have, maybe I would have been fine. Probably not.
Yeah, guys were like downloading JPEGs and like dun, like one thing at a time.
I can't
right?
wait to jerk off in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or whenever.
Right, yeah, when you're doing file sharing. Yeah.
All right. All right. You got that baby doll?
I do. Okay.
Those lips.
I wish I could, you know, whatever.
Would you guys pay more for celebrity lips?
Yes, of course. Not more than yours.
Okay.
I would pay the most.
Yeah.
All right. This is not a great one. Okay.
Maybe baby doll, man.
Well, I wish I just wish I had put the video over there.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. All right. The baby doll of the week is. Anthony Dalton, and he is a California Highway Patrol officer. Now, this is a little bit of a weird situation, but this 95-year-old woman here is an avid fan of the officer, meaning she kind of has, you know, kind of has the hots for this guy, right?
Okay.
So this guy, for the lady's 95th birthday. He went out of his way on duty, you can see here. Aww. He went into her house, and he brought her flowers for her 95th birthday. And at the beginning, you can see her just light up, and she has a walker, and she just, like, pushes it out of the way.
Yeah.
Totally doesn't need it, like, for this guy, you know?
Yes.
And she, you know, she just looks all sad. So I think it made her day. So that's why I gave the baby doll to Anthony Dalton. You're the baby doll of the week.
Yeah.
Do you think it would still be the baby doll if you kind of flipped the genders around?
Mm.
and the guy had the hots for, like, you know, this super
well
hot...
the baby doll would be the officer, right?
And the super... baby doll's the officer, yeah, in this case.
Yeah, I think so.
If the guy wasn't sleazy, like, if he was, like, an old guy being like, hey, sweet cheeks, like, you know?
If he was just, like, a sweet old man.
But the baby doll would still be the officer, so I think even more of a baby doll to kind of put herself out there with some sleazy-ass old man. Like, more. But not the old man. The old man.
In this case, the lady is not the baby doll
either. It's the guy or the girl, right?
Yeah, I also feel that you could have gotten her like some VR glasses or something.
She doesn't know what she's missing out on.
Yeah. She'll never use that walkthrough again.
All right, here we go.
All right, guys. Well, that does it for this week's episode. And if you guys know anybody that's in a tribe in Ethiopia and drinks blood and mixed with milk,
show them this episode.
If you guys know anybody in a long-distance relationship and wants a kissy phone attachment, show them this episode.
If you know anybody that dresses up like a creep and hangs around the boardwalk dressed like Elmo,
show them this episode.
All right, peace. See you next week.
See you guys.